Have you got any old eggs or any old junk for sale? The best price is paid.
No, we have not. How did you get in here?
Well, I'll come through the foyer. And
you're not allowed in here. These are private apartments. Now go away before I call the police.
Look, don't you start getting stroppy with me, mate. Well, you're only a butler. You're working class, same as me. So don't you come here.
Now go away.
That's degrading what they have done to you. You're a trained monkey. That's all you are.
Where is it, Kimball?
Just an itinerant street trader, your ladyship. Look, mush off it before I belch you one.
You're lucky. You're capitalist lucky. You wait till the election.
Not today, thank you.
Oh. Good morning.
Hello.
Have you got any old junk or scrap iron for sale?
Comment?
Pardon?
Comment?
Pardon?
I not English.
Oh, you're foreign.
No.
Foreign. It's Francaise.
Ah, vous parlez français?
Pardon?
You speak French?
No, I'm afraid not.
Comment?
Pardon?
Madame Fanshawe not in back 6 o'clock.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Fanshawe lives here.
Comment?
Mrs. Fanshawe lives here.
Ah, no. Madame Fanshawe not in back 6 o'clock.
Yes, yes, I understand. We. You. Maid.
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? Maid.
You maid. Dust. Scrub floors. The scrub scrub.
Ah, me scrubber.
Oh, no. No, not at all. I think you're a little darling. So you haven't got any old rags?
Come on.
Right.
Oh, je ne comprends pas.
Old clothes.
Oh, entrez. Maman, attendez.
Well, there is, but that's not what I'm after.
Come on.
Oh, God. I can't speak English. Look, has you, Mrs. Fanshawe, got any old clobber? No. Hang on. See. Old clothes. See, cap, what? Finito. You give to me 40 euro. Me buy. Me give you mucho dinero. Hackers. Pathetic pranks. Mucho francos. Well, there must have been something amongst that little lot, you understood. Look, come on. You stay here with Mrs. Fanshawe.
Madame Fanshawe, nothing. That's 6 o'clock.
Yes, I understand. Let me know. Me comprendo.
Oh, usted habla español?
Huh?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Nein, nein. Just English, that's all. That's my lot.
English, oh, c'est très difficile. Difficult.
Well, English now, of course it is. Easy. Nothing to it. Did I teach you it at school?
Come on.
I think you're very lovely. You. Very lovely.
Oh. No.
Yes. Look, what time you finish? What time Aunt Fanny let you off? You finish. 6 o'clock, finito.
Ah, oui, oui, oui. À 6 heures, je serai fini.
Look, you, me, see London tonight. Piccadilly Circus. You,
oh,
me.
Ah, oui, oui.
Look, I'll go home, Washo, Comediero, I change. Oh, me not always dressed like this. Oh, me dead sharp when I'm dressed up. Me, see you, 7 o'clock. Ting, 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 ting.
À 7 heures, oui.
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Well, I'd better be coming. What's your name?
Comment?
Me, Harold. Who are you?
Oh, Monique.
Monique?
Hmm? Harold.
7 o'clock, then.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Albert Namatari dancing for South London during the highlight. Over to you, South Midlands. Oh, you're going to have to pull out all the stops to get the points in this section. Oh, come on, take that thing off, for God's sake. You're a bit old for that sort of caper, aren't you? What's it supposed to be, a fertility dance or something? Or you just praying for rain?
I didn't hear you coming.
Well, that's no answer. How long has been going on? Have you been leading a secret life?
No, I haven't.
Well, you must admit, it's a bit dodgy, isn't it? I mean, you come home unexpected and find your old man dressed like this. It's a bit of a shaker. If I had been a bit younger, it could have walked me for life. You're not in any trouble, are you? I mean, you haven't joined anything, have you? I mean, they're all dancing in the woods, the black candles in the churchyard.
No, of course I haven't.
You must admit, it's a bit kinky, isn't it? I don't know. There's a distinct touch of the Avengers about you, Sam.
Look, a bloke brought this box full of stuff in this afternoon. I gave him 10 bob for it. I was just sorting through it, that's all. Having a little try on. A little pretend. There's no harm in that, is there? You're not right to come creeping in on top of me like that. What are you doing on this hour, anyway?
I'm going out tonight.
Again?
Yes, again.
You've been out every night this week.
I know.
It's a bird, isn't it?
Very charming young lady.
If it goes up with you, it's a bird.
Peter, I've unloaded the cart, I've put the horse away, and I have fed it. And I would deem it a great favour if you would kindly leave the room.
Leave it? What for?
Mind your own business. Go on, get upstairs and take that lot with you. Have a little dance. Cast a few spells.
I don't want to go out there. It's cold.
Well, get into bed, then.
I don't want to get into bed. It's too early. It's only 4:30. This is my house. I'll do as I like. And until I choose to do otherwise, here I am and here I'll stay.
Oh, there's no halfway with you, is there? A peaceful coexistence is impossible with you, isn't it? It's got to be cold war all the time. We might as well cover the old hog and build a wall, split the house up. Have your own little iron curtain. You could defend it with your spears and your shields. We could build a wall right through the house, right up the middle of the stairs. It would work, except for the Kazi. Free access to that. That'll be Checkpoint Charlie.
That thing in, there are no walls in this house. It'd bring down the value of the property, not nothing's business, that would.
Look, I was not really seriously considering building a wall. I was speaking allegorically. I was merely trying to point out the trend in the way our relationships is developing.
Oh, were you? Well, you can keep your remarks to yourself in the future, because I ain't moving.
All right, stay there, see if I care. I shall just ignore you. I shall just pretend you are not there.
Oh, God, gramophone records. We don't have to go through all that all over again, do we? All that serious stuff. Is it bad enough having them bawling and screeching on the radio all day without you bringing it home?
Look, there's still time for you to leave if you want to. I mean, I don't mind holding up for a few moments if it means that those skinny little legs of yours will carry that dirty little carcass upstairs.
I'm stopping here.
Right, then keep quiet, then. I need to concentrate.
Yes,
not a word. Complete silence. All right?
Première leçon.
Première leçon. Lesson one.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Good morning.
That's a funny record, isn't it?
Comment ça va?
Comment ça va? How are you?
Très bien, merci.
What's all this about?
Voulez-vous du vin?
Will you be quiet?
C'est très aimable de votre part.
Hey, well, what are you playing at?
Pas du tout.
I'm trying to learn French.
Il est...
I'm listening now, aren't I? You yapping away.
That's a lot of old cobblers for a start.
Préférez-vous le vin blanc?
If you don't keep your chopper all shut, I shall fetch a...
What do you want to learn French for? What are you trying to do anyway? Get it into the common market? You're going to take Mr. Reed's place, are you? Oh, you're going totting around Paris, you great fairy.
Oh, you're so superior, aren't you? I mean, you know it all, don't you? Oh, there's no need for you to bother anything like this. Not that you are fluent. I mean, those 4 years you spent in France must have left you completely bilingual.
Well,
not to mention the week you had in the transit cabinet, and you must have had that job by the Tuesday.
He
was in the army of occupation for a few days. That took care of a German, didn't it? Oh, it must be like the Tower of Babel in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, how fortunate it has been for me to have such a brilliant father.
What an help he's been to me. Oh, I would have been no one but for him.
Thank you, Father. Now, may I, with your kind permission, proceed with my rather futile attempt to reach the same heights of linguistic ability as your good self? If you wouldn't mind for Maisie Laporte on your way out, well, I've only got half an hour to get this record up before I meet Monique.
Who?
Monique.
Ah. Now, it's a French bird, is it?
Yes, it is.
I see. You can't get out of an English bird, so you have to get out of a wall.
Oh, run up the flag. Send for a gunboat. She is not a wog. I take great exception to that term. Oh, really, Father, I mean, your chauvinism is laughable in this day and age.
Where'd you meet this wog, anyway? In some doorway, I expect. Striptease artist or something. They're all the same.
Look, French girls does other things than striptease dancing. Monique is a very lovely girl and she comes from a very high-class family. Just outside Verdun, I believe. They have a chateau. She's an au pair girl and she's over here to learn English.
Well, if she's learning English, what do you want to learn French for?
Because I believe everybody should have a second language. Besides, there's the peasants to consider. I don't suppose they speak any English.
Peasants? What peasants?
Oh, peasants. They're landowners, Dad. They've got vineyards all over the place. Well, you never know. One day, I might very well be the next Vicomte. I couldn't manage the estates from here, could I? Now, we'll get married and I'll take a course in vineyard management and that'll be...
What about me?
That would be my big surprise. I would take you with me.
Ah, would you?
Yeah, I've seen photos of the chateau. It's very large. We must be able to squeeze you in somewhere. And there's a turret at one end. We could bung you up there.
Thanks very much.
It used to be a dungeon, but they converted it into a very nice little flat. And you could make yourself useful. You could go round collecting naughty empty bottles.
You got it all worked out, haven't you?
Yes, well, I must admit, I am looking forward to the future a bit, but there is no harm in planning. Oh, she's a lovely girl, Dad. Oh, she's the sort of girl I've always wanted. I'm in love, Dad.
Yeah.
I was thinking of bringing her around here tonight. Just have a look.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to know who my dad is sometime, hasn't she? Well, I mean, she knows I'm a rag and bone man, so I don't suppose it'll matter.
You're not ashamed of me, are you?
No, no, of course not. But you will behave yourself, won't you? I mean, you won't let me down in front of her, not like the others.
Who, me?
Yeah, you know, not like wogs and frogs and all that lot.
I promise to be the soul of discretion.
Yeah. Well, you bag upstairs and get ready then. I don't want you to be late.
Première leçon.
Première leçon.
Bonjour.
Father, I would like you to meet Monique. Monique, this is Mon Patrick. Père, yes, that's it. Mon Père.
Ah, so this is all misery, Gus. Oh? I see something wrong?
No. Come on. Say hello to Monique, Father.
Oh, misery, Gus, eh? Right. Enchanté. Comment vous allez ravissante?
Oh, vous parlez français?
Mais oui, naturellement.
Oh, you didn't tell me your father speaks French.
Well, you didn't tell me, neither, you.
Your mother language is not a good. Comment boisson, mademoiselle? Du vin rouge, du whisky, du vin blanc.
Oh, du vin blanc, merci.
Magnifique, ça. C'est une bonne année.
Oh, merci.
And que voulez-vous boire, mon petit?
I beg your pardon.
What do you want to drink, you great cat? I thought you was learning French.
I'll pour my own.
Allons-nous? Oh, pas longtemps. Mais j'adore les
ongles. Ah, bien. Asseyez-vous, madame.
Merci.
Bonne santé.
Santé.
Cheers.
We will go when you
finish
that,
eh,
Monique?
Go?
I know. Your father, I like him very much.
Ah, vous êtes très gentil. Why don't you go make some coffee? Vous voulez du café?
Ah oui, merci, monsieur.
Café français et ensuite du cognac?
Well, you sign to her.
Mind your own business. Coffee.
Would you excusez-moi, Monique. Je
veux faire.
I don't need no help from you. Je veux faire. You're trying to make me look a right burk, aren't you? I'm going to make some coffee. I'll get you, Arthur. You've been on my French record, haven't you?
Of course I am. I wasn't always in the trenches, you know. I was billeted for 6 months in a French village. I've been out with French birds, too, you know. That's where I learned it. Better than records. C'est un idiot. Stupid. C'est très gentil de vous parler. J'étais en France pendant la guerre.
Vraiment?
1914.
Ah.
Bien vrai. À Verdun.
À Verdun?
Non.
Je suis à Saint-Pierre.
Ah oui. À quelle région?
Saint-Pierre.
Ah, je le connais bien. J'avais des amis là-bas.
Ah.
Ils appelaient Faubert.
Faubert?
Oui.
Mais c'est mon nom. Je suis Monique Faubert.
Ça alors? You mean, you're from Saint-Pierre and your name's Faubert?
Oui.
Attendez, un moment.
Ah, oui, oui, ça c'est mon village, c'est ma pierre.
Oui,
oui. Oh, ça, c'est ma grand-mère. Je ne comprends pas. D'où vient-il ce poteau? Harold!
What's going on?
Your father has a photo of my grandmother. But where did you get it? Incroyable.
What are you doing with photos of her grandmother?
Oh, I think you better pull the brandies out. Large ones.
What?
I'm a granddad. I'm a granddad.
You are her granddad?
Yes.
Mon grand-père?
It was in 1916. I was billeting her house at Saint-Pierre. We got to know each other well. Very well. Her grandmother and me. Ah, you know how it is. Glamour of the uniform. Two young people thrown together in wartime. In love. We was going to be married, of course, but the next day the jerry made a push and I was called to the front and the village was blown up and all the people evacuated and I never saw her again. I tried to find her after the war. And I was told that she'd had a little girl. That was your mother. She thought I was dead, so she married a cousin of hers. So I came back to England and met your mother and that was that.
Dirty old man.
Oh, it is so romantic.
Romantic? Have you understood what I just said?
Oui, I think so. My grandmother and your father, they make my mother. Oh, c'est bon.
Well, I'm sorry, but I found the entire sordid affair entirely repugnant.
Ah, no, no, c'est l'amour. Grand-père, je t'embrasse. Harold du Cognac, il faut célébrer. J'ai trouvé mon propre grand-père.
Now, look. I realise, Monique, this must have come as an awful shock to you. I mean, I do hope that this awful revelation won't make any difference to us. I hope we can still be friends, you know, amis.
Mais oui, bien sûr. Even more so. After all, you are my uncle.
Yeah, but didn't
you?
She looks like me, don't she? She's got my nose and the eyes.
Yes. And when she goes home, you're going to get my bleeding fist.
Up. You heard what your niece said.